All right, good morning on the 31st day of Sfirat HaOmer Tov Shin Samach Hei. And today's daf is daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, and we start right at the top at the two dots. And everybody is excited today, I'm sure, to go ahead into Neres Chanukah, right in time for Lag BaOmer. The flames of Lag BaOmer mixing with the Neres Chanukah is a wonderful image in our mind. Omer of Sheshes, we're up to the two dots. You ready to go on this? All right. Looks like fun. There it goes.
Yes, there you are.
All right. So, what is the halakha of someone who is traveling? Because remember, we said Ner Ishu Beito. Now, there's even a shaila among many of the poskim whether someone who doesn't have a bayit at all is a homeless person, chayav in Ner Chanukah. Because the chiyav seems to be literally a chiyav on the home. A very fascinating way of looking at Ner Chanukah. But assuming that someone is on the road, so his home now is as an achsanai. So he's staying in someone's house. He's chayav in Ner Chanukah. Omer b'zeh mirish, ki avina be'rav mishtatafna b'priti b'havi ushbizeh. Now, I used to, when I was a yeshiva bacher, and of course they ate kest, as they would do until so recently, well, we stayed over at different people's houses, and that was the ushbizeh. So when we had Chanukah, I would give some money in order to be in the Neiros, and that way I was Yotze when the Ushbizoi lit his candles. But Vater the Nesiva Yidita, after I got married to my wife, Amina, I said to myself, now, and of course in those days, they would leave home to study in the yeshiva all week anyway, and still say at the Achsanai, but he said, Ashtavari lo tzarifta, I certainly don't have to light here, even though I'm away, they still are lighting for me where I live, in my home, and I can certainly be Yotze without Hadlaka, if I don't have to worry about being Mishta. There's a couple of fascinating things that are involved here. First of all, why did he have to pay money for the shemen? What does that mean? I mean, if he's considered to be someone who lives and has a nice house, so then, I mean, is he including himself in the Ner Ishu Beito because he's like a member of the family? So then he doesn't have to pay. If he's not a member of the family, what good is paying? I mean, how can I be out with someone else's luck on his home because I paid him money? So what does that mean? If we have two homes and we both live in the same kotz and I hold back kosas, then I put it on the door, so we'll all be mishtate, all pay for the one Ner Chanukah. I go put an Ner Chanukah at the entrance of the chutz, we'll all be yotze. Because there's a separate chiyuv. How can I be yotze?
If three Ravakim live in one room, so they all buy the mail together.
But I understand. I'm asking why. I know we're taking for granted because the Gemara says this. I'm questioning how. What's the mechanism for such a thing?
Does everybody pay for this? They suck off fingers. It just comes as the owner of the family.
I mean, it's not a din in money, but you need to be manui, and manui normally costs money.
Similarly to this?
No, here there's an ownership issue. I mean, a monetary issue. I need to somehow make a kinyan on it. I would pay money for it. Okay, there's something to keep in mind when we discuss the halakas of Chanukah here. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, kol hashvanim kulam yafin l'ner. Now, all oils are very fine to light in a ner, but shemen zayit min hamufchar. Certainly the best is shemen zayit, and in fact, Amar Rabbi Mireish Avam Adam Ara Mashkar Shumsimen. Actually, Rabba used to always try to get hold of sesame oil. Tosis points out that this discussion has got to be talking about Ner Chanukah, not Ner Shabbos, because later on we're going to say that Shemen Zayis is done as Mitzvah Namufkar Agabi Shabbos because of the way in which it flows through the wick. And we're more makbid on Shabbos for the capillary action because of Shemayata and so on than we are on all of these other issues. So it's probable that at this age also Sifri Gemara is talking about Ner Chanukah, in which case would be rather strange because it means that we didn't even take into consideration the fact that the original Shemen was Shemen Zayis. We're talking about Ner Chanukah. That was the Shemen, of course, that all Mace took place with. Nonetheless, he's saying he was, Rabbi used to look around for sesame oil because he said, I mashik nuhura tve. He said, well, the light of the sesame oil, there's more, the sesame oil has more energy content and it burns longer. But then when he heard this mimer of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he was mahadar mashka dezeza. Since he heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say that olive oil is the best, he went to get olive oil because he said, I tsoil nuhura tve. The light of the olive oil is very clear, very bright. And so even though it may not last as long, you know, that's not the issue. This is how Rashi learns it. But again, according to Tosis, we're referring even to the Ner Chanukah, which means that our considerations are not defined by its relationship to the Nesif of the Menorah, which is another issue we saw yesterday. The question of Hadlakos, Mitzvah, Nafos, Mitzvah, we didn't analyze it in terms of the Menorah's based on Ingra. It's very strange. V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol ha-shemanim yafin l'diyo. When it comes to making ink, any oil is good, but shemen zayet ben ha-mufchar, iboilu. When you say to make ink, I mean, there's two issues in making ink. One of them is to make the color of the ink, which means that you burn the oil and collect the soot, and you use that for blacking it. The other is that you mix the various things that you use, the various colors, in a base, and it would mean using a base of shemen zayit. Which one do you mean? Legabel or la'ashem? Are you talking about mixing Or are you talking about burning and using the black of it inside your tashmat? The tani Reb Shmuel Bar Zutri kol hashemanim yafin l'dio v'shemen zayit l'na muvchad bein l'gavel bein l'asher. For any purposes of making dio, this is certainly shemen zayit is the best, both as a base and as a source of the boot black over here. Reb Shmuel Bar Zutra masmi hochi kol ha'ashanim yafin l'dio v'shemen zayit min ha'muvchad. In fact, Reb Shmuel Bar Zutra's girsa in a brayta was that if we're talking about the ishun, then Shemen Zayit is min ha-mufchar for Ishun specifically. Omer Ravuna kol ha-srafim yafim lidyo, v'sraf ktaf yafa mikulam. Any type of resin is good. Now, Rashi uses the word guma here. Tosfos doesn't like that. He says you can't use guma for dio because the Gemara says kumus, forgotten, is guma, but dio is something entirely different. It's very nogel halacha because you can't write a Sefer Torah with anything but actual dio, whatever that is. And here, Rashi seems to be including this gum. I don't know what the difference is between gum and a resin. I always thought that they were basically the same thing that shows you how much I know. But anyway, I mean, it's very nerdy. Your Fetziva Sefer Torah, according to Tosfos, you can't use what Rashi's saying you'd be able to use here in the Pirush of the Gemara, therefore, would be very different. Do you have anybody have a translation here of the word, according to Rashi? I mean, I don't know if he brings the Rashi, I assume he does. But how does he learn Sraf? What word does he use? How about there?
Srafim?
Sraf. Call it Srafim, yeah.
Gums.
He doesn't bring a note? Tosfos
doesn't. I just don't understand Sraf. He's a sound.
So what is it about? Isn't that what gum is? Isn't gum sap?
What's resin?
I thought it was also a
sugar. Guma humina sarpatit hatika gome usra.
Great, that's exactly what I said. So what's Tosfos arguing? I don't understand. All right, so obviously I'm missing something over here. Okay. And the kataf, do they have a translation of kataf?
Yeah, blackthorn.
Blackthorn. That's impressive. It sounds like it's definitely something. Okay.
When you burn oil, there's no resin.
Oh, nothing there. No, we're talking now about this is a different sugya over here. This is talking about the sraf of the deal, not the burning of the deal. That was the sugya before. We started a new sugya with Amrav. Omer Pia Barashi Amarav, Hamadlik Ner Shachanuka, Tzarek Lavareh. Rabbi Yirmi Amar, Haro'eh Ner Shachanuka, Tzarek Lavareh. It's not only a mitzvah. Somebody is walking down the street, and he sees that the other people have lit, and he hasn't lit yet, as Rashi brings from his Rebbe, that this brach is only someone who has not lit or won't be able to light. It's in a boat that's passing by, and he sees Neiros Chanukah. So he also has a bracha to be mevarech. What are these brachas? Omer Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon Haro'eh Mevarech Shayin, V'Hamadlik Mevarech Shalosh. If you see it, so you're mevarech, of course, Al HaNizim, you can say Lahadlik, but if you're going to light, you also say Lahadlik, Al HaNizim, and Shefianu. Mikan Ve'elech Madlik Mevarech Shayin, V'Ro'eh Mevarech Achat. And my Mema'et, which bracha do you leave out? The second day? Mema'et Zman. You leave out Shefianu because you've already said Shefianu on this time? Well, but the Nimod Neis, and haven't I already made a bracha on the Neis too? By the same token. The gentleness of the entry doesn't save it. He makes up for it. You'll notice we're thinking about something else now instead of the Neis, but it's all right.
All the different oils, all the different wicks, how long they last.
Really? Really?
How many hours do they have standard size land go? Wow. In the meantime,
you buy a sit down. Wow, this is wonderful. Look at this, a picture of Kilata Midbar.
Maybe they know what the shrub
really?
Is.
Yeah. Wow. Beautiful. These are, this is the Tepuach Sidon. Oh, isn't this
lovely? It's worse than anything biological.
Wonderful.
Where'd you get
something about?
You're those long stringy plants we're talking about. But what is it?
Another one of
ours. Really nice.
You want to tell me how to
eat a lobster? Oh, he's got a picture of the Kikoyon of Yonah. But it doesn't look like the way the Gemara is. Does he care about the Gemara? Or he's, because this is a tree.
No, they grow
on
a tree.
Yesterday,
giant trees that they use over the storefronts. And that doesn't sound like
I saw yesterday a little plant where it can be huge.
Yeah, I saw. All right. And you say that they have a picture of the they don't have the dio issues here, though, right?
Wicks and oils.
Wicks and oils. So they wouldn't have a thing about the race. It's not all about the Madlik. It's just about the sugi of the Nair. Very, very interesting. Thank you so much. This is even better than a polished apple, I'll tell you. All right. Thank you. Good, continues the sugya. So why don't we, if you're telling me I'm a mevorech on the zman, because I'm mevorech once, I'm mevorech once on the mace is also, elamai is a chiyah of each day, so then say the zman each day. Says, no. The mace was a new mace every day, because every day, lamaisa, you were burning oil in a way that was not natural. So the mace, ko yumeite, you have that mace every day. And it's all, sure you've heard the probably dozens and dozens of different answers as to why this is the first day. It was they had enough oil for one day. So why is the first day a mace? This is what most people thunder Chanukah are talking about. What are you mevorech? Mevorech Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu LaHadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. That's weird. God said Asher Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Where did God ever say to light a Ner Chanukah? I didn't see that anywhere. Tzvehechan Tzivanu. Where does it say in the Torah to write a light a Ner Chanukah? Rav Avia says it says Lo Tasur. Lo Tasur means that Lo Tasur Min HaDavar SheYagidol Chayamin Usbo. You cannot turn aside from anything the Chachomim says. If they set the light, that means that God set the light. To them to light your Ner Chanukah. Reb Nechemiah Amar, Sha'al Avicha V'Yagetcha, Zekinecha V'Yomer Lach. I mean, there's different ways of understanding this machloket. If the lo tasur, this touches upon some fundamental issues of how to understand the chiyuvim of the Rabbanan. Because the lo tasur is only a chiyuv not to be morit connected to the Rabbanan. Right? So then the question is that, you know, famous machloket, the Rambam and the Ramban, as to whether that's in terms of the purush of the mitzvahs that are given in the Torah, whether it also includes takonis of the Rabbanan. And I mean, as the Ramban time is on the Rambam, if you're telling me takonis of the Rabbanan are based on really based on lo tasur, so then they're why do we have a difference between Suffolk Rabban and Suffolk Dereisa? And so on. I mean, again, the answer to that is obvious. If the problem is Lo Tasur, then it's only where I'm being sar. Only if I'm turning aside. If I'm not turning aside, but not doing it because of Suffolk, whether I have to do it for Klal. And there wouldn't be included in the Suffolk. Again, there's many approaches to this issue. So the Shaila is this in Machlok, is about whether Lo Tasur would apply to a Takona, or is, as the Chatzofer suggests, it could be there's no Machlok, it's just that Lo Tasur is a negative. How do you say Hashem Kedushanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu is a negative? That's just Lo Tasur. Where is it? Where am I told to do it? But the act itself is the tzivu. That's shalavich aliyagetcha, which includes they said to do it. Okay, so I'll do it. Mosi Ravam, you claim that the main reason I'm saying asher kiddushonu is because there's a chiyuv of the drabonin from lo tasur. So why does it say hadmai? Now dmai is a chiyuv drabonin to take off of meister that you have a suffix on where you have a basis mitzad adin of relying on the fact that rova mei haaretz maaser. Nonetheless, the chachamim said go ahead and take off your maaser anyway. Now the din is that you normally cannot make an Eruv, a food that you're not able to eat. If it's not kosher food, it's obviously not kosher for an Eruv. However, Demai you can use for an Eruv. Why? Because as we saw earlier, everyone is roy to eat Demai. All you have to do is lose all your money, which is the easiest thing in the world. You know, just invest in a Dow Jones. You could be mafter all your money. So in Mela, it's within your hands at any point to eat Demai. Therefore, Mishtatvim both in a shutfus of a Mavli. Mivorchim Alav is considered to be kosher food. So you would be Mavorech. Rashi learns the Amotzi, the Taisus Yishanim learns talking about in terms of Birchas Amazon. Mizamnim Alav would mean Basor and Birchas Amazon. According to him, according to Rashi, of course, Mizamnim is the Birchas Amazon. Umafrishin Oto Aron. Now this is the Chiddush. You can be stark naked when you take off Demai. Now this sounds like some type of weird mountain rite. You know, you see the guy flying around on the mountains, flinging his Demai to the sky as he prances around. But that's not why we're talking about the, you know, naked.
Not required.
The reason that we're talking about it is because it means that you don't need to make a bracha, obviously. Otherwise you won't be able to make a bracha.
Because it's Demai.
So?
Demai itself is like
something. Well, we're getting there. What are you going to do about Yom Tov Sheni? Uh-huh. You thought about that too? So you're not all the way ahead of the Gemara yet. Okay. So apparently, I mean, if you're naked, you don't have to make a bracha. And you could do it Ben HaShemosh, it's not an Isra Tikkun HaGad HaShabbos. Now, Yehamer Kolmid Rabbanim Boi Bracha. According to you, when the Rabbanim make a Takkun, it needs a bracha. I mean, isn't that the whole point of being naked over here? So you don't have to be Mavorech. So Kikoi Orom, Heiki Mavorech, Rabbeinu Vayam HaKadosh HaKadosh V'Lekha. You certainly can't make a bracha where it's lo yirebachar vadavar. Omrabaye, that's because vadai to divrayim ba'i bracha. It's a fake to divrayim lo ba'i bracha. Since over here the whole thing is based on a safek, maybe somebody didn't take off my... You don't make a bracha on a safek where that's the basis of takana. Is that so? Yom Tov Sheni is basically a safek to divrayim. And you need to make a bracha, even though the whole basis of the gezer is a safek. But once they made the gezer, then that's the chiyuv. Everything. Is there all of the brachas? Awesome. The truth is, maybe we shouldn't make a bracha, but that's all we need. If you wouldn't make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, you would soon have people claiming, well, you came there just wrong, you're on a visit, don't keep Yom Tov Sheni. That's not what they were talking about. No. Rav Oma, Rav Ame Haaretz Masrinin. Rav says, it's not even a suffix.
Which
bracha is the other thing
he's talking about?
We just went through that. You were in a time warp, but Kiddush is enough for you, no? You're good. We have a few time warp people here. It's okay. I mean, there's others with you. Don't think you're alone there, aren't you?
Can I sit down the other room?
That does trouble me at times.
What do you mean, you have reached my money? My act of law enforcement. What do you mean, you have reached my...
I buy something from a guy who doesn't have a heifer, I take off meiser.
Ella,
what else? I'm taking off the meiser of the fee of the money.
So it becomes kosher.
Oh, you mean when it says ma'arvim with my? You said, what does it mean, ma'frishin d'may? You mean ma'arvim d'may. It means even before you took off the meiser of the d'may, you can use it for your eruv. And then we don't say, but how could I have a kosher eruv if I can't eat the food of my eruv? It's not a very good eruv.
But it means after you have this d'may, you have to convert it into ma'as by doing an afreshav that bracha.
Tell me precisely which piece you're asking on. The Orom, pardon.
Yeah,
so normally the fiyav is that here we're talking about where someone did not take off the mai. I see what's bothering you. We're using the word mai in two ways. We're using the mai to be the reference to the fruits that have not yet had a hafrasha. So the isser on them is the isser d'mai. And we're using the mai in terms of someone who's taking off meiser from d'mai. So the hafrasha of meiser as d'mai, so to speak. So it's a little bit confusing. So that in the taking off meiser from parents which are d'mai, you would not make a bracha. That's the shallow wine. I'm sorry. I didn't have that. It's a little bit confusing. That's what we do usually most of the time when we have to take off trumas and maizos. It's usually demai because we buy it in the store and it's some kind of hatch on. I didn't really explain wrong. So Rava is saying Rashi's lashon is that it's sort of a shasha bi'alma. When the rabbanon make a takana that's a shasha bi'alma, they're trying to make a chumra bi'alma. They want to go out of their way to do something which is really not justifiable la'alocha, but they're trying to make an impact over here that people should be more makrit. So they're not samech on the rov, which you certainly have every right to be samech on. That type of chumra, they weren't kaveh abrocha on, because it's the way in which they want you to act in a chumra fashion. But it's not that they're trying to tell you that the etzin is a new chiyuv of afrosha mihikaradin. They're saying, act on the suffix l'chumra. That's a different type of mechanism. Since that's the mechanism, it's not shaykh to say that here they were kaveh abrocha, because it isn't really a new chiyuv. That explains bichlal why it is that we have so many kulas in the mind, where they weren't gozer in terms of aniyim, or someone who's on the road, which is very strange. What do you say? So there, since you're an ani, it's okay to eat bishalakam. When you're on the road, eat bishalakam. We don't make such kind of nothing. But since over here the halacha is in terms of the chumra of it, the alma, same reason we don't make a brach on it. The question when they told what are the circumstances which a person ought to be machmer? They're telling you when to be machmer, when not to be machmer. But obviously, don't make a brach when I'm only being told be machmer on the suffix. So the ikar takana is how to treat a suffix. See, a completely different idea.
So that sounds a little bit more like let's.
If you have two doorways into your chatzer, here's our Rashi problem in terms of a chatzer, because what are we doing with lights of the chatzer? Why would we be lighting unless that's the only bias in the chatzer? In other words, what it's talking about is an entrance to a chatzer from Rishus HaRabim, or to a bias from Rishus HaRabim, has a front and back door. You would therefore need to light neiros on both sides. It's only if they're on two sides of the street. In other words, you have one door opening to street A, and then the entire block consists of your home, and then the back road has another door into your home. So then you would be mechuyev to light on both sides. If you have two doors that are an entrance into the same chatzer, so anybody who's walking by the street sees that the other door does have neiros there. Now, explain to me what the reason is for this, that you have to write on both places. You're telling me it's because people may suspect that you haven't lit your candle. Who exactly will suspect? Shutter the mind. Even casual passerbys who don't live here. So then how do they know that the two doors even on the same side of the street are to the same chatzer? They're walking by. As far as they're concerned, these are two different homes. And here's a guy that isn't lighting the Hanukkah neiros. If you're supposed to be avoiding that chashash, then what's the difference if it's on one side of the street or on two different streets? So I feel a baruch hachanami the boy. If we're talking about chashadah de bnei mata, we're talking about what? The people who live in town and know perfectly well that that's your other door. So therefore, they certainly won't be chashadah. They see it on that door. So if they're in the back, so they also know you have another door. I mean, they probably walk in the front sometimes too, no? Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Liola mishum kshadah de bnei mata. Ein akinam, we're talking about locals. But zinah de mechalfi b'hai, v'lo mechalfi b'hai. Sometimes people are really local, and they always stay on the same street. Happens all the time in the road. People have no idea what's going on in the next block. People have lived here for 20 years. Of course, you never met me. I mean, I live on the other side of the road. You know, I mean, it's at least 3 minutes away.
There was something about a house that collapsed in the road. It was on the news.
Yeah, no kidding.
Where was this?
Talking about locals. I would have known anything. You have to hear on the news what happened on the next street.
Somebody told me what he heard on the news. So,
you know. But he didn't tell you what it's risky with candles on the other side. All right, so there you go. So we have to be crazy.
But the air grocer is a Jew.
So over here, you'd have to, because even the locals, you'd have to light Bishrum Kshat.
So is it Kshat or because of Tumim
Yisrael? It was Bishrum Kshat. And you said that would have been the answer. And we would have said on every Pesach, what's not Tumim Yisrael?
No, because of this.
You're saying more Pesach, because every Pesach gives me an opportunity for Pesach Yisrael. Every window gives me an opportunity for Pesach Yisrael.
Pass by one side but not the other.
Since everybody puts up Christmas decorations around the entire home. And I'm saying that's not what it's saying over here. Otherwise, I mean, in the dinim of Christmas, it says Beferish. Maybe he has to put a Santa Claus in one, and but that we don't have such halakha, so maybe let's only do
one
anyway. All right, let's get back to work here.
With a star.
The Amri, they all say to themselves, I mean, what will they say? I guess your neighbor walks by only on that street. Does he say, Joe probably lit at his front door? No. They'll say, look at this. That's Joe again. The same way he doesn't light here. For sure he didn't light on the other side, I'm sure. You can leave him on his chazaka. The guy never put up a chanukah in there. And therefore, you should light on both ends. Interesting, Shayla. How do you know you're chashin for chashin? In other words, we have to worry about what some idiot decides to think. Well, I'm okay about worrying about him. The mocker of the idea that you have to be chayish for Kshad, as Rabbi Shimon says, why does the Torah say to leave peah? Now you're talking about giving a gift to the aniyim. Say, give a certain amount to the aniyim. What do you mean peah should be at the edge? What do you mean at the edge? You mean it should be at the end? I'll tell you why. First of all, for gezel aniyim, we're going to go through each one of these in a second. Secondly, because of bitul aniyim. And third, because of the chashad. And fourth, because it says in the Torah, about the chalep atzatcha. I mean, that's a little bit funny. I mean, that was the question. Why? But okay. Now, let's go through them. Mipnei gezel aniyim. What's the meaning of gezel aniyim? Because a guy, if he's able to take off peah at any arbitrary moment, so he'll wait until he sees there's no other aniyim around, and then he'll go to his family, who, you know, are not in good shape, and he'll say to them, look, I'm about to take off peah, come right away. So because of that, and then he won't leave it for any other aniyim. And so therefore, the Torah is Machayavim, everybody can see, look at this, he's almost finished, so word gets around quickly. All right, George is about to finish peah, everybody descend on him like a horde, tomorrow it's got to be given, and then there's no way you can avoid it. Furthermore, we don't want you, right? We don't want you defining who's going to get your pay. It's supposed to be Mufkarlani.
You could do that by location, so now you can't choose the location.
Since everyone sees when you're coming to the edge of your field,
that becomes the...
So everybody knows. If it was up to me to define where I leave it, so then he'll call his Korah, and he'll say, Harezu Peya. What's Bitulanim? Bitulanim is... And this is a Musar Haskell for Israeli society. You're giving out your Social Security check. So you figure, okay, so they'll wait in line for 6 hours for Social Security. What's the difference? They're taking money anyway. Who cares how long they have to wait in line? No. Shalo Yo'anim Yoshi. What are they going to say? The Anim is seeing, you know, the guy's doing its Kira. Okay, so I'll wait. Maybe he'll take off pay. Hour after hour, the guy's going to take off pay. If I know when he has to take off pay, I don't have to wait. So that's about it's tremendous, Musar Haskell. And the Torah should be Machayev and Mitzvah to make sure that an oni should not be in a position in which he's dependent on waiting on you when you decide to take off. It's a horrific feeling. Absolutely horrific feeling. Guy's going to do you a favor. You're doing me a favor. This is chiyuv. This is chiyuv. Okay, but still, you know, you can wait around. So shelo yo'anim yoshvim u'mishavim. Achshav meniach bal habayit peya. What's the chshad? Shelo yo'ovrim v'shavim omrim. Oh, what a nut. Tovu meira la adam shelo niach peya b'sadeh. Look at this guy. Didn't leave peya. God should curse him. They don't know he left Peah a long time ago. Maybe it's the beginning of the Ketira. It's the Ikar Adin. The Chiyuv of Peah starts right away, B'shatz the Ketira. So if he wanted to leave, it wasn't Lotechale, so then he would leave it maybe at the beginning. He wants to be very mafmir. So people walk by, they'll say, hey, look at this. The guy, here's his field, and he's just going right on, blithely taking everything to himself. Obviously, he doesn't care about leaving Matan Islamiyim. Do they know that Adarabi was a Zoris to give it earlier? And therefore, the Torah said, wait till the end.
And they took it already, I mean.
Of course, they took it first day, the guy said tzaddik, he put up notices, and these guys come by, and they'll curse him for it. What do you mean, mishum bal techaleh? They're all mishum bal techaleh, that's what we were asking. Why did the Torah say bal techaleh? Well, what does this mean, mishum bal techaleh? Omar Rav, abibnei haramayim, mishum bal techaleh. If lemaisa, if we allow you to take it off whenever you feel like, so how are we going to know? A guy who didn't take off pails, so what do you mean? First, I'll give it the office, exactly. So memela, in order to avoid such a situation, will the Torah was mitzaveh. But meanwhile, we see that there's an Indian of avoiding the shot.
We came to some doctor in the office, Rabbi Shef Temple 2. He sees and says, not today, and shuts the door. Hours later, we're in the neighborhood. We're walking, we knock, it happens to be his house. He opens the door and says, I told you, not today! And shut it again. He stumbled on the same guy.
Did he give you a tomorrow?
No. Like,
unbelievable.
I don't
know what that
means. I
didn't give it to the office. When a mice at least thought, I don't know what you're bringing. It's an interesting story.
You brought in the book, you know.
Omer of Yitzchak Baradif Amrahuna. Ner Shigeshla Shnei Piyot. If you have two openings to your lamp with a ner on either side, you have a ptila on either side, you can use that for two different people. Now, of course, Tosus learned you can use this for two different people means at the gate of your chotzer, because there's two different people that are lighting at the same chotzer. According to Rashi, would have to be talking about for two different people, meaning for two people not in the same chotzer, because they'd be lighting at the doorway of their house. Could be for two people that are lighting in a mahadran. I want a light for each person. If I'm lighting for two people, so now I can use this one there for two people. But that's Tosus's sheet all along, is that you don't have it. We spoke about that. That's the machlokes, whether we worry about that or not. Oh, my Rav, milei kara shenet. How about if you take now a whole bowl, and I mean Rashi, by the way, says Beferish, this is in order to answer this discussion. In other words, he says Lemahajlos and Elukalecha Biyachad. According to that, right? That's why it's the two people. If it was talking about for two lights on one day, then it wouldn't have said for two people. So if you fill up a bowl with oil and you put kilot all around this bowl, so now if you were kafa aleha kli, you put some dish, let's say on top of it to prevent the flame from all coming up together. So then, olalakam b'nei adam, you could use each one of those petilot for a different person. But lo kafa le'akli, if you didn't, then the flames merge and you made it ke'in midurah. It's now like a torch. You're not yotze at all, because in order to be yotze derfanakat, it has to be from a single wick. Ba'fil le'echad nami ena'ola. You wouldn't be yotze even for one person. Oh my brother. Pshitali ner beitov ner chanukah ner beitovati. Someone who only has enough money for one light. Now he can either have the ner of his bayit to use in his home on Shabbos time, or he can use his money for oil for ner chanukah. Which one comes first? Ner beito adif bishum shalom beito. Because since the ner Shabbat is a function of shalom bayit, people should enjoy the onik Shabbos in their home, and they have to feel the warmth in their home of having a light. So therefore, it's clearly shalom bayit is more chashuv. The Rambam ends his discussion of Kol Nativotera Shalom of Moed with the Hanukkah, and it ends with this. This is the Shem HaGodol is Nimcha for the Shalom Bayis. Certainly, the Shalom Bayis comes first, and Bechlal the whole Torah is Drachar Darfinam Kol Nativotera Shalom. It's not any question in my mind. Shalom Bayit is clearly more important. Ner Beito VeKiddush Hayom. How about if there's a question of having enough money to buy Shabbos candles or to buy kit? Which one comes first? Also clear to me that Ner Beito is more chash because of Shalom Bayit. Boy, Rava, how about Ner Chanukah and kit? That's a question. What is my tzad to say? Kiddush Hayom on the one hand is tadir. Every single Shabbos you have a chiyuv of kiddush. Normally, tadirut, it means that this thing comes first. But on the other hand, Ner Chanukah has such a unique element that Dilma Ner Chanukah Adiv Mishum Pirsum Einisa. Since it has in it the element of Pirsum Andei, perhaps that's more important than tidirut. Batari, by Hadar Pasha, after asking the question, he concluded that Ner Chanukah Adiv Mishum Pirsum Einisa. That the pirsum hanes in the ner is more kosher. In other words, if the moker of the takona was pirsum hanes, then we have two takonas. We have kiddush, which has its own. We have a tremendous chashivas. The kiddush is based on the tefillah of the arayis. Okay, I was yotzei with my tefillah, but after all, this is part of the ikar zochras yom hashabbos. It's a very important takona. What's the reason for the takona of ner Hanukkah? Pirsum hanes. When we say that, pirsum hanes is more kosher than the basis of kiddush. Then I'm going to go to the tadir. Normally in tadir, I don't analyze. Maybe this carbon is more kosher because it's coming for such a purpose. Whichever is tadir is tadir. The guidelines are given in the tadir. The question over here is whether every act of hadlak is ner Hanukkah. It's not the takon of ner Hanukkah is pirsum hanes. I am being mefarsim hanes, which is a different question. Is the need for pirsum hanes more important than tadir? That's a separate question. So in terms of the takona per se, the fact that the goring for the takona is pirsum hanes is irrelevant. But if lamaisa I'm mekayim pirsum hanes now. So that pirsum hanes, even on an individual level, may be important to see the difference. The fact that we make a takana of pirsum hanes is something. Overall, Hanukkah is a tremendous pirsum hanes. Fine. Therefore, what? And kiddush is zochras yom hashabbos. Is it our edus for by separation? So it's not an important takana. Oh, every mitzvah is important. We could start now wondering which mitzvah is more important. That's not the point. You go baser tadir v'sheino tadir. That was his question. Or do we say that every act of hadlakas ner Hanukkah, besides the fact that it's a mitzvah, is be'etzem a pirsum hanes? So there, besides the chiyuv of Hanukkah, I also am doing something that you need. So it doesn't even enter into the question of tadir.
So two against one.
No, it's probably that it's not nogeya tadir. Tadir is when you have two inyanim. Which one of these two inyanim come first? Right now, the separate chiyuv. I have a chiyuv of pirsum hanes that's nogeya now. So that pirsum hanes is fine. Besides the takana, there's a lot of discussion among the achrayim. Tadir is a d'oraisa. We learn out from the tadir. So why would we say pirsum hanes that rabban is more important than tadir? Would we come up with such a thing, b'chlal? Again, but I think the question is based on a misunderstanding of what the Gemara is saying here. We haven't reached the shy. So that was Gufei's question. Do we apply the question of Tadir, or do we look at what he's doing? Not in terms of which one I should be doing right now. There's not a question which one to do right now. This is what you have to do right now. Now we have two takonas. You're right, that's the two takonas. We would do Tadir first. Omer Rabuna.
This is a very short-term
act. You're right. You know, I don't know how drunk Kiddush gets you. But
after half an hour, we're going to have what's
and your Kiddush?
Kiddush.
So I'm saying, you must use some pretty stark stuff there. Maybe I should come over to your house once.
Once you have
the wine, you should have it. Haragil b'ner avin le'banim talmidei chachamim. Someone who was ragil in Neiris, Rashi learns this in reference both to Ner Chanukah and to Ner Shabbat. That we see clearly from later on. So the inyan of ner, the inyan of or, is always a reference to wisdom. We know in many societies, the idea of wisdom is the clarity, ability to see, understanding. And that, therefore, he would be zochet to bonim tamine chachonim, who shine bor tera. Hazagir be mezuzah. Someone who's very careful about the mitzvah of mezuzah, zochet dira na'ah. So he is zochet through that to the physical expression of what the mezuzah is, which is a house. Hazagir be tzitzit, zochet talit na'ah. You'll note, of course, that throughout the Sugya we've been involving these three issues. Tanakim Menorah on one side, Mezuzah on the other side, Madlikim and Erla there, Tzitzit Matir and Tzitzit Bebegat Lebegat. These three things are fundamentally interrelated in many ways. Hazayir b'kiddush hayom, someone who's careful about Kiddush, zoche u'memale garve yayin. Such a person is zoche to have much, much wine. And we know it's interesting, as Rabbi Margolius points out, that this is Gufa Ravuna. Ravuna, the Gemara says, was so poor that he had to be mamashkin his coat. He couldn't to have enough money for Kiddush. So he would cover himself up with some blankets that he didn't have anything to wear. And because of that, we found in the Gemara and Brachas, of course, all of his wine went bad. But we find in the Gemara and Brachas, he had 400 bottles of wine. A guy who didn't have money for Kiddush has ended up with 400.
But
they said it at a good price. Where did it come from? This is Raguna himself who's saying, if you're careful about Kiddush, you'll end up being rich, and you'll have lots of wine. And Raguna himself used to go around, he used to walk and say over in his mind, his learning, the chazer, and he would do this, pass by the doorway of Reb Ovin the carpenter. You see from here, by the way, or from other Gemara, similar Gemara, that the derech was to take walks while you were chazer. Right? It's very interesting, because that allows you to focus your mind. And there's questions on this. We got this to give sukkah. You should be sitting in your sukkah when you're a chazer and you're going outside to think. But anyway, chalafatani. You know, mashmaut is that he would walk. I know my grandfather's atzal. We wrote him in. they called him in yeshiva when he was there. They called him the big batlam because he used to walk for 8 hours. They would walk, like, most of his day was walking, but he would chazer every day 2 siddurim of shas in one direction with the one seder, the other direction with another seder, right? And like nobody knew what he was doing, but that was the only way that he was able to concentrate, was by walking that way.
Didn't have
an MP3. Didn't even have an MP3. It's unbelievable.
No issue
with the shot. What? Apparently not. So in those days, it stood him in good stead, let me that chazorah. So he used to walk by Reb Avin the carpenter, and he would notice that Hanukkah time and Erev Shabbos, Havi Rogyo Bishragi Tuva, that he, Reb Avin, and his wife were very makbid on the merit.
Quantity?
Whatever, a lot of tuva usually is a lot of, but it could be that they were makbid even how much oil they put in. So it could mean a lot of high product. So Omar Trey Gabi Rabbi, nothing me off. Because both, Tosfos explains, it was both the male and the female of the household that were makbid bit over here, he said, two great men are going to come from this house. And indeed, Nafki Minah, Rabbi Dibarav and Rabbi Chia Barav, and we're very familiar with the two children that were born in that house. Rabbi Chista, when he would walk, Avi Rogyo, Avi Cholof, Tani HaPiskelevei Nasha, to Rabbi Shizbi, he would go by the women's quarters of Rabbi Shizbi. This is a very interesting side note, which is Nogea all the time. Tosfos brings a raya from here that when you write a ksuva, and you're talking about the money that is a high tan alitle mibay, you only say mibay Nasha, and not Bibei Avuha, where the father is no longer alive. And that says, that's why it says over here, Bibei Nasha, Rav Shizbi. Why all of a sudden over here is talking about Bibei Nasha? Because apparently, the Rav Shizbi was no longer alive. So what was left was the Bibei Nasha of Rav Shizbi. Therefore, he says, if a father is there, you should say, the washing the Anhalat Le Bibei Avuha. And if a father has died, you should say, the Anhalat Le Bibei Nasha. Which Lamaisa is the way we're knowing. I mean, this is the Rabbeinu Tam's Diyak. The Rajva argues, which Tosfos brings, of the Baal Yat Tosfos, and says that you can write either way. And Lamaisa, it's not market, and he understands that the Veinasha doesn't necessarily mean that, because we find Veinasha clearly in cases where the father is alive. So it could just be a Mokam, it's Miyukhad, therefore, for the Nashim to be. In any event, over there, since it was only the Nashim, so there was only one person that was being mocked, not the Gvarim. And therefore, he said, Gavra Rabba Nafak Miyukhad, a great man will come from here, but he didn't say two, as Rav Huna did. So indeed, who came from there? And Nafak Minel Rav Shizbi. That was the home where Rav Shizbi came from. The Visa the Rav Yosef, avis ma'achro umad lekas. Rav Yosef's wife would light very late. Now the pashtus is how Rashi is learning. They're talking about Ner Shel Shabbos. Others learn Dafka not talking about Ner Shel Shabbos. It's talking about Ner Shel Chanukah, and we'll see that there's tremendous nafkaminas in this. Omala Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said to her, it says lo yamish amud ha'anan yomam ve'amud ha'esh laila. What does that mean? Lo yamish. Now, obviously, you tell me there was amud in the day. You tell me there's amud in the laila. I mean, what I have to know? Lo yamish. Malanich amud anan mashalim. The point over here is that it wasn't like there was an instant where there's Amuda Aish, and then the Amuda Aish disappears, the Amuda Anan. The Lo Yamish means that there's a gradual transition so that the Amuda Aish would appear early in order that the light would already be there in time for the night, and vice versa. And therefore, the same thing should be true of you. Wait to the last minute in order to make it now the Hadlaka, but rather you should do it earlier. So therefore, she thought if that's the case, so we're allowed to do that. So okay, so there's reason Magdim, and if you're telling me it's not an Indian to show it's for Shabbat, so let me do it early. Or Mala Usaba. We'll talk about it in a moment. Or Mala Usaba. So the famous Usaba came along. Some say that he's here in this room, but we won't. Then Tanino Bavacha lo yakdim velo yacher. No, it says the Farish, you're not allowed to be mocked him too much. Because if you're mocked him, then it's not nicker that you're lighting Neri Shabbos. This is how Rashi went. Which means that according to Rashi, there's Be'etzan two different dinim in Neri Shabbos. There's the fact that there should be light in the house for Shabbos. But that's not sufficient. I mean, if that's the Indian, there should be light in the house for Shabbos. Who the heck cares what it was lit? I mean, what has to be nicker shall Shabbos? If I light in the afternoon, I'm not going to be home. If I light it as early as I want, as long as there's light in the house for Shabbos. If Rashi says that it requires minkara for Shabbos, means that he holds that the neiros are a din and covet Shabbos as well. In which case, there's a chiyuv that it has to be nikar. If that's true, so then Omer it's already goreim a lot. At what point is it nikar? There are many shittas. This is how we paskin, is that it's not nikar that it's for Shabbos, even if you go out of your way to be mekabel Shabbos. No, there's two different issues over here. You can. The Yom HaShoah comes up all the time. People who want to light the Neiros and get to the coastal by calf. Happens all the time. So what is it? There's a light Neiros early with a Tanai not to be Makabal Shabbos. Take the calf and come to the coastal. The problem is that you cannot be mocked in the Hadlaka at a point in which, and this is how we parse it, in which it's not Nikr that it's Shal Shabbos because it's still broad daylight. So now the Shaila is, how about if it's before Plaga Minimum?
Isn't that
which is often what happens. You have, remember, Hadlaka in Yerushalayim is 40 minutes. Plagamintos, Pesach HaKol, an hour and a half. You need enough time to still get to the Shabbos. So there's some will hold if you're Mekabel Shabbos, because that won't help you much, because you probably won't want to travel in taxi cab if you're Mekabel Shabbos. But certainly without Mekabel Shabbos, for sure it's not Yerushal Shabbos. But we Paskin, the Bialoka says you're not, I mean, maybe Bidi Evid, I mean, you would be Yotzer of the light again. But certainly you cannot be Semet on a Hadlaka prior to the Plagamintos.
Why isn't just the Etzem Hadlaka of Neros Minkra Mills today when we have electric light and all this? It's clear that we're lighting candles.
I know, it's an interesting question. The pashtus is that it has to be Peshat HaHadlaka that has to be Minkra. Otherwise you could say the very fact there's only one light is Nikkei Shal Shabbos, right? That isn't the point. I'm lighting in the middle of the afternoon. Where was my act of Kavod Shabbos in the Hadlaka? Which is a tremendous Kiddush. I mean, well, who's to say that there's a specific act of the Kavod Shabbos? But Lemaisa, that's Rashi too, and it's very Nogel HaLaka. It's really just the way we Paskin. And therefore, I mean, we have now the fact that there is light, as you're pointing out, there's light in the house. Anyway, the electric lights are on. Do I have a separate chiyuv of a hadlaka? I have a chiyuv of a hadlaka. What about my chiyuv of bracha, where somebody is going to be turning on the light? Things like that. There's a lot of issues in which this is no game, amish hadlaka. To light a specific candle that should be lukav shabbos and to make a bracha on it, even though there's already light there. The Miri, on the other hand, learns that we're talking about Ner Chanukah. Apparently, he'd hold that what's a track shabbos? Either you'll have a light in your house of shabbos, or you won't have a light in your house of shabbos. Why is it a nikkad at shal shabbos? At night, it'll be nikkad at shal shabbos because it's shabbos and there's your light. But b'shatz hadlaka, there's a chiyuv b'shatz hadlaka. That's be nikkad at shabbos. Why? Because he's learning the takana is that you have to have light in your home on shabbos. Light in your home on shabbos.
Light in your home on shabbos.
Huh? That's it.
I'm just curious, are there specific Shabbos candlesticks or Shabbos candlesticks?
There's no specific Chanukah menorah either. You know, there is Vada had been in the Chanukah menorah, no? There has to be Nikkur Shal Chanukah. But that's why he said it's going to Chanukah. But the question is, why did she light late? Now, this is true, this Machlokas we're showing. Was she lighting late because she couldn't do Malacha after Hadlokas on there? That was the Mashmahut is. The last thing in the day that she's going to do is to be Mavdil, so to speak, between her Erev Shabbos and her Shabbos was the Hadlokas on there. From which many conclude that after Hadlokas on there, you can't do Malacha. So she's you take no Shabbos. So you're such, therefore, she was a Ma'akara. This should be now the last thing that I do. Okay, not everybody's made it to that. That necessarily there's a couple of Shabbos with God looking somewhere.
Really?
I understand. I think Mark, again, we do that. But the Shabbos, whether the Gemara is assuming that, that's my conclusion. Oh, my Rabbah. The Rachim Rabbanin Avin Leiboni, the Rabbanin. Someone who loves Tamir Kachomim will have children Tamir Kachomim. The Moki Rabbanin Havilei Chatan Vata, the Rabbanin. People who have covet for Tamir Kachomim will have son-in-laws that are Tamir Kachomim. So it's if he loves, then it's like the love of a Ben. If it's the love of a Ben, then he'll have a Boni. If he respects, well, you know, we don't expect Adkadekach to love your Aiden. You can love your Aiden. But you have to respect an Aiden. The Dochem Yerabonah, someone who has Yira from Tamir HaKomim. That's a Mishunadik of Madreina. Who goofy Havik Tzurbim Yerabonah. Such a person will himself have become a Talmud Chacham, this Meiridik of Gura, who switches around these two. If you're nervous about the Rabbanu, you're scared of them, then you'll have a son-in-law as a Rabbanu. That's the Meiridik of Gura. If you have covets, then you yourself will be the Rabbanu. Interesting. Okay, but you love Bar Hochi. If he's not the kind of person that's going to become a Talmud Chacham, the guy is not. He doesn't spend it. Interesting. Rashi doesn't say, he doesn't have those kind of brains. He says, he's not a guy who's expatriate. He's not such an intelligent person. There's no such thing. Terry Martinez Pes. But the guy doesn't learn. What do you say? He's going to turn into Tom Brown. He's going to turn into Tom Brown. But by papal dispensation. So, okay, so have at least the Mila that Mishtamin Mile gets sort of Rabbanah. People will respect what he has to say, like they used to respect the words of the Tom Brown. The Lo B'Shemin Sreifa.
Why will the Why?
In other words, because they'll have Yira from him. So there's a sense of he knows what he's talking about. You better watch out. Again, the way the grower reverses, it makes much more sense. Lo B'Shemin Sreifa. And then we have this strange thing, Shem and Sreif. I noticed already in your book, Barnea, that he's got a special oil that he calls Shem and Sreif. We cannot get this on you. But Shem and Sreif, what is burning? Oil to burn. What's oil to burn? Amarabah means oil that's only ready for burning. Shem and Sreif, Truma Shinitma. If you have Truma, and that was oil, and it became Tommy, what are you going to use it for? Am I calling Shem and Sreif? So why do they call it oil to burn? There's nothing else you can do with oil to Tommy other than burning it. So no matter, we call it Shem and Sreif. What's wrong with using it? Be the best thing? Put Shem and Sreif in your candles, you'll be doing two mitzvahs at once. So the Shabbos, my time alone, why would you not be allowed to burn this on Shabbos in your Neiros? Since he has a mitzvah and he had some burning, so then already he's pushing to be mekayem his mitzvah. He'll be mateh there. We have more of a chashash, and therefore you shouldn't use a fuel where you want to burn the fuel. Because be'etzem, when the fuel isn't burning well, you always have a secondary consideration. Well, at least I'll save the fuel when it comes to Shemitz. You want it to burn. So in the Mela, we're worried about the gzeirah. Normally, Abai, if that's the case, so why is it that on Yontif you can't burn Shemitz Reifa? So let me have to be Yontif Lishterek. That's not a problem. Where goes on Yontif, even though where there's no din of Shema Yatta, obviously you're allowed to burn it on Shabbos, but where goes on Yontif at the Shabbos? Rav Chisda says, no, the Shema Yatta lo kashina. We're not afraid over here that you're going to be matted in there. What we're talking about is a Yontif shechal liyot erev Shabbat. So now here we are on a Friday, which is a Chag, and now I want to burn my Shema Tzreif and my Neiris for Chlech Shabbos. But you're not allowed to do that, but v'she'in sorfim kodeshim b'yomtov. If you do that, you're going to end up burning Kodesh on the Chag, and there's an Isser in burning Kodesh on the Chag, which you learn from a Pasuk. We see the Torah says when to burn Isser. So since I can't burn Kodesh b'Chag, so therefore, we don't do it because it's a Chag today.
So I mean, Gezerah, not to do on Shabbos,
yeah.
Because of
that. Well, there are shitas that Tesis Rid learns what you just said. Others take the Gemara literally, that the case in the Mishnah is a case where it's Yontif. The Tesis Rid says, no, I mean, it obviously doesn't mean that. It must mean that we gave every Shabbos this din because of the times in which Erev Shabbos is Yontif. Now, I mean, Iktani Seifa, Ema Likim Shemin Seifa B'Yomtov. Wait a second. Did the Mishnah continues on to say you can't use Shemin Seifa B'Yomtov? Mashvina, we're not talking about Yontif in the Reisha. So, Mechal, the Reisha, La B'Yomtov Askina, Om Rifanin Mishnah, on the contrary. The Mishnah is now explaining itself. Ma Tam Ka'omar. In other words, given that we're talking about the Yisr, so therefore, I need to explain why. We have a Brisa that says clearly that the basis of the Mishnah over here is not the Gzeirah Shemayata, but out of Rabbah. That it's a fun, because according to the way that Rabbah was learning, the last part of Eimad Likim Hashem and Sreifa was the Gzeirah because of the first part. Because according to the way Rav Chisda is learning, the Iker din is that you're not allowed to burn Shem and Sreifa on Yontif. And indeed, the righteous says, Kol Eilu Shamru Ein Madlikim Ben B'Shabbat, Madlikim Ben B'Yom Tov. All of the other cases in the Mishnah are no problem when it comes to Yontif. Because what kind of chashash of Shema Yata is there on Yontif? The only thing is Shem and Sreifa. Chutz B'Shem and Sreifa. Lefish Ein Sofim Kachim B'Yomtov, which is exactly what Rav Chisda said. According to Rav Chisda, it's time it's Gzeirah of Yontif at the Shabbos. You'll ask, understand, if we're making the Gzeirah of Yontif at the Shabbos, why do we make Gzeirah of Yontif at the Shabbos on all of the other Shemonim? Obviously, because the other Shemonim, every idiot understands, this is not a very good fuel. I know that on Shabbos I can't use it because I may burn it. But there's no Isser burning on Yontif, he's not going to get confused. Shem and Sreifa is wonderful oil, so if I can use it today, why can't I use it on Shabbos? I mean, maybe we need to make it because they're... Hi.